Well, hello, this is Pete Rizzo from Checkbook IRA. And today we're lucky enough to have the young lady with us who's kind of turning the financial world upside down and has been featured in MSN Financial, is being one of the financial people to watch in the upcoming years. We have Chris Quintana from CQ Consulting Services. And we've talked to her quite a bit before, and it's been fun to watch how this company has just exploded over the last couple of years. Good afternoon, Chris. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. Now, Chris, you've got a lot of things that have been going on, and we were going to talk about those. Your financial freedom formula, some of the other services, the services you provide. I'd like to ask you though first, right now, what do you see? You talk to a lot of clients every day, you and the people you work with. What is the biggest mistake people are making right now with their, planning for their financial future, or just even dealing with the, it seems like we're in a real financial disarray right now. Can you tell us a little
Yes,
bit about that? What you see? I mean, you can read all you want, but I'd like to hear it from somebody who actually deals with it on a day-to-day basis.
right. I think that one of the biggest thing is that people have too much money in the stock market. Too many people are riding the roller coaster, and they're not diversified. They feel like they're diversified because they're in stocks, bonds, mutual funds. But I don't feel like that's real diversification. And also, I think people don't have a strategy. They have no idea what they're doing and how it's going to affect their future cash flow or future taxes.
Well, I mean,
And
that's a.
a lot of people actually tell me, Peter, that even when they have a lot of money, it's like they're not sure if they're going to outlive their money.
I mean, that's
Which
what I think
it
a lot of people right now, and again, I'm looking at the, I mean, a lot of our clients that are sent to us from people like yourself or just call us directly, it seems like they've got 401ks that they're rolling over, they're scared to death that they're not going to have enough money moving forward. That, their financial planners, making a percentage, and they're making less than what they see the average is. Now, when you say diversification, what do you do to diversify people in their accounts?
Well, one thing I love is using private investments. Different we vet the people we invest with, the people that we lend to, and we teach our people to be banks themselves. But the problem is a lot of times is there's a lot of people. I mean, I've had clients that have lent money to people and they never got it back. Because they weren't properly vetted, or they were like somebody that was new in the industry, new real estate investors. But our clients, we actually have vetted the companies that were investing the money
Well,
or
and
lending.
I mean, that's something right there that, in vetting, that you're doing the vetting for them. Because what usually happens is people invest with a friend and they don't look at what's the worst that happens. They say, well, they're going to pay me back. And then all of a sudden, they go sideways. And it's harder to collect from a friend than it is from, somebody who you just have a business relationship with.
Right, exactly. And one of the things that we've been doing lately is in 2026, the tax brackets are going to be changing. And so a lot of people want to be able to convert or use the back door into the Roth. And but the thing that holds them back is the taxes. And so
Correct.
we, have created a system or a way and have partnered with some tax attorneys and CPAs that focus on helping people do these conversions and being able to pay the taxes within 1 year. I don't know anybody else that's doing what we're doing. We have, I hear there are a lot of different strategies that you can use. The most common one that I've been hearing lately is the annuity,
Right.
putting people there, not us, but we can if somebody wants to use that. But I like our strategy best because we're able to help our clients actually pay the taxes within a year.
Well, I mean, and one of the nice things about doing it now is you have over a year to pay them. It's you can kick them down the road for at least a little while.
Right.
And,
I hear that. Kick the can down the road.
right. I got that from a book I read a long time ago where a guy was yelling at his financial planner, and they says, "Well, you're kicking that can down the road till way after you pass away." Then there's a strategy for your kids to be kicking the can down the road too, unless they at some point in time, but maybe they'll outlaw taxes by the time that comes. So we can always hope,
Right.
right?
Yep,
The
yep, yep.
yeah, well, and I know your strategy well, and it is different than there's so many things right now that so many things that people are doing to try and make the Roth conversion back to a Roth conversion, as you say, but yet keep be able to invest in other things. And again, whether it be metals, whether it be real estate, whether it be lending, whether it be crypto, what have you, where the majority of them are just, buying an annuity. That's great. That's great to buy an annuity. But then, then you're just, you're riding that annuity. And if that's fine, that's fine. But other people like to get more involved with their finances moving forward.
Well, the thing with the annuity is they're pretty much locking their money up, and if they ever wanna cash it out or they wanna move it into something else, it's not very easy to do without penalties.
Right.
And I don't like penalties. I definitely don't like penalties. And one of the reasons why I work with you, Peter, is because of the checkbook IRA. It's one of the things that we've been able to marry with another one of our partners. We've been able to create this deal or this system, this Roth conversion deal, and help our clients be able to pay their taxes within a year.
Well,
So
super.
basically, it's actually kind of like a no cost conversion, because if
Right.
somebody has $1 million, by the time we're finished, we have a way to help them pay the taxes within a year. And most people, they think it's not even possible, but with the strategy that we're using, it is more than possible. We've been doing it, and our clients are saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes, and it's totally legal. And I
Right.
love finding the loopholes. That's sort of what got me into what I've been doing for the last That's what I've been doing for the last since 2012, is always trying to find the loopholes that have been made available to usually just the uber wealthy. And I want to make sure that more everyday people are allowed to use these same type of strategies. That's actually why I created the Financial Freedom Formula, because not only do I want to help our clients make more money, but I want to be able to help them save more money. And one of the ways to save more money is by using tax strategies that will save them thousands of dollars.
Well, and that's great, because I know, just kind of a little background here. I know in 2009 you founded Q&M Properties, but then 2013 founded Financial Sassy Women's Club, and I guess I was kind of proud of being able to be a member of that, signing up on your website at one point in time, and I think, it's just, we find that there's a lot of women that have wealth in this country that people just don't realize how much it is. That they get stuck. They get stuck. And a friend of the family's, Pat Miles from Minnesota, wrote a really good book about that, about how to prepare just in case. Because she had a husband that just suddenly died, and all of a sudden she's left not knowing what was going on. So
Right.
the one thing is, I've seen, and I'm taking from you, and this is an advertisement for Chris's company, but it's for, I guess, the knowledge that we usually don't do that, but the not there's a lot of tidbits you can get without using by going to cqconsultingservices.com. And it's, and the diversification, the preparedness, the things like that. You can even have your own checklist on there that you guys provide.
Right.
So
well,
what?
You know,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, the thing is, people also don't realize we work with a lot of high net worth clients that need tax strategies, that need these strategies. But we also work with, everyday people that I've actually have a lot of clients that have come from you, from your listening to your podcast, and they are not all, they don't all have a lot of money, but they never realize that you don't have to. The conventional way of planning for retirement is to put away for 45 plus years, right? And then maybe have enough to retire comfortably. And I am able to show people that you do not need as much money as they tell us that we need. And so, like I said, it's like, not only do we help high net worth clients, but this also helps our clients that are, everyday people.
Well, and again, and that's one of the things that is really important, because, I mean, you're aware that the pension plans are going the way of the dodo bird now. More companies they're funding people's 401ks rather than having a pension and being responsible for somebody, because and pensions are always scary too. For if a company buys your company, they don't have to honor that pension plan, or they can bankrupt one company or one of the things. But when you have a 401k, you can, you can be the master of it. And it's interesting. And you get into financial planning too, or not financial planning, but estate planning, correct?
Right. We do estate planning.
And it's really, and that's extremely important, more important than people realize. And do you want to hear a little
right
story
about that?
You want to hear a horror story for somebody who did an estate plan? A good friend of mine.
Come on, let's tell.
And this is why you have to plan for not only your estate, but what happens down the road. A very good friend of mine inherited his grandparents' house. Him and his dad did. And they decided, because there's a couple of sisters living in there, to give them life estates back. And which they did. Well, the sisters died, and then it was going to go back to the dad. Well, the dad had died early. In doing that, the dad had, right before he passed away, convinced his son to deed over to him the house, any interest in the house, so he could give it to one of the other sisters and the grandma, so something happened to them, which the son agreed to. Well, then everybody dies and the estate starts splitting up. And this is 30 years ago. Well, it turns out that there was never a will. So the property went two sisters and a brother, one of them being the brother. Then the two sisters had signed it over to their children, any estate. So they got their estate, but the dad never did anything before he passed away. So his estate went to his wife, which is no big deal, except the wife gets remarried. She then dies before her new husband. So her estate goes to the new husband. Now the husband dies without a will. He had two children. The wife had two children, but the estate now all goes to his kids, who never even knew this mom and dad or any of the family. So now you have two kids getting a house in Brooklyn, New York, that they have no idea who the people are, who they're getting it from, because because the estates weren't, properly followed. It's bypassing the rightful heirs and going down to them. And you would think that they would say, gosh, we really don't deserve this. Well, guess what? They're just clicking their heels and thumbing
it's
their
free
nose.
Money.
Free money. free money while the other heirs are sitting over the they're sitting over the fence looking over over the fence at it. So all it takes is a little, it's a little, what you could say, planning a simple sheet, even where do you want things to go that gets filed. And
Yes.
so it's important. It's important to do this. It's one of the services you offer that's
Well, you
really
know what?
critical.
It is important, like you say, and I hear have heard that story, a similar story that happens a lot all the time. And I mean, of course, that person didn't want that to happen to his kids, but because he failed to plan, now his kids are like basically out of the will. But you know what? Peter, more than it, what I tell my clients is that having a will is not always the best or the only thing you need to do. There is a will actually, yes, it's going to help the judges figure out where everything goes, but you're still going to go through probate. And probate can be very expensive and can be very long, and all your creditors know about everything that you own. So all credit you have, they and it's public. So everything you've ever had, all your debt, everything is out there in public. And most people don't want that. They just don't know that that's going to happen to them. So again, you're right. It's very important to do some estate planning. Even if you don't have a whole lot, I have a friend that in Atlanta that her mother passed away like 3 years ago, and they're still in probate. And it, all it is a home. And but there's no the bank is calling the loan due because the but because they never told that they were making the payment, but they never told the bank that the woman died. And so then the insurance, they canceled the insurance on the home. I mean, it's a nightmare, and people do not realize what they're doing by not. They don't know what they don't know. So that really is why I also have a podcast that's called Cash Flow Hacks that we talk about these landmines that people will fall in if they don't learn. They've been designed for people that are uneducated when it comes to finances. And that's why the government really, that's what kind of made me mad in the first place, is because the government doesn't make it mandatory that the schools teach financial education. And I believe that there's a reason for that, because the less we know, the more they make. So I want to be like the white flag. I want to let everybody know all the things that that they could fall into.
Well, that's
Now,
kind of your mantra, is it? The less we know, the more they make.
oh yeah. The less they know, the less the more they make.
Yeah,
And you can't.
I mean, and that's one of the things. I mean, since we've known each other, you've been preaching that mantra, and and it's something I think people have to live by.
Right.
So,
Yes.
well, it was
Well,
very. Bank of America is now. I got to hand it to them. Yeah, I'm not a fan of big banks. I like the local banks, but Bank of America today on Good Morning America, I happen to watch because this high school football team won the state championship for the Bronx. And against all odds, from these teams that have fancy equipment and coach and everything else. And Bank of America is giving, I forget how much money and free courses to everybody on that football team and cheerleaders, everybody involved in most of that school, courses, free courses in, banking services and financial services and how to, it's almost a constant adulting, put it that way, which I thought was pretty good and very rare for a big bank to do something like that.
right.
So how
Well,
now if somebody wants to talk to you about all of this, how do they get a hold of you?
they can go to cqconsultingservices.com, and we have right on the very first page, there's a learn more button, and they can set up a call and hop on our calendar and either myself or one of our specialists will hop on the phone with them and answer some questions and maybe see if we can help them. If our goal is to be able to help our clients, if we can't help you, we will let you know we can't help you. But most of the time, we're able to help our clients start making more money, keeping more of it, and actually start living more now instead of having to wait 45 plus years.
And
So
you can
just
also go get your book too, correct? The less you know, the
oh
more
yeah.
they make. Is that
Yes,
available on
my book is
Amazon
out.
or just for you?
Well, actually, if you want the Kindle version, it's on Amazon. You can buy the book there, but it costs more. If you want the actual book, it's a little less money on my personal website, cqconsultingservices.com.
Okay. And on the Facebook, you're there at Cashflow Hacks, right? Is that your
Yes,
group?
we have cash flow hacks. We have also we're on, Chris Quintana and CQ Consulting Services is on Facebook. We also have an Instagram. We try to be out there.
You try. I think you are. I think you are, Chris. You've done a great job of that. And it's and again, it's something that, looking at the financial freedom formula, is, that's something that, you just kicked off this year, didn't you?
Well, you know what? Under that name, yes.
Yeah. Now you've been doing it. You finally branded it, put it that way.
Been trying to perfect this formula for a while, and we finally have it, and we just keep adding more and more and more great things to give our clients because, like I said in the beginning, we want to make sure that you're protected. Not only make more money, but want to make sure that you're protected. And so it's pretty much a holistic. We're not going to send you go over there to do this, go over there. Everybody's doing something different. Your CPA has no idea what your insurance person's doing. Nobody knows. It's kind of like a junk drawer effect. And
Right.
we want everybody on your financial team to be working for you to make sure that everything's working together.
Well, super. Super. Hey, Chris, do you have anything else you would like to add today? I haven't
You
asked
know
you.
what? I don't. I think that if you, the listener, if you are looking to do a Roth conversion or a backdoor Roth, and you're concerned about the taxes, I think you should reach out because we've been really having a lot of success with this for our clients. And I think that's what I'm like most excited about lately, just because it is like hundreds of thousands of dollars that we're saving our clients. So we do in all kinds of other ways, with helping them with estate planning, all of that. It's all amazing. But lately, the Roth conversion has just been like an explosion. It's exciting. So that's really all I wanted to personally talk about today. And I appreciate you inviting me. It's always a pleasure to be on your podcast and talk to you even when it's not on the podcast.
Okay, well,
You have a
super.
wealth of knowledge, Peter, and that's why I actually had you on my podcast not too long ago.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for that too. Thank you. Well, you have a great weekend and much success with your system, Chris.
Thank you so much. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.